Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and our good friend Sarah Heiner is here. She is President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Check it out and subscribe to their twice-monthly publication. It's outstanding, and their yearbooks, I love mine. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Awkward situations. What do you say in those cases? Is there a rule of thumb, or is there a little kit bag I can carry around to get me out of these things?
Well, you know, in some ways, it almost seems like people are getting ruder than ever before. The young people are oblivious, right, to their surroundings. And somehow more and more you end up in kind of awkward situations where somebody has either cut in front of you online or they've interrupted you, and you want to handle it in a polite way. The key thing is you don't want to get hooked, right, because you don't want to escalate it. Escalation does no good for anything at all. So one of the big ones, especially at offices, is people interrupting. You ever have that problem, Jim?
Well, see, this is one of my irritating things, because when I see two people talking, I stand down until I see that there's a break. I watch them. I might even listen a little bit just to see what's going on, not lurking, but just to see when there's a break. And I don't just walk up, but other people do. They just walk up and interrupt you like we weren't talking about anything important.
It's true. They really will. Or you're talking to someone and they're just a constant interrupter. So the thing that you need to do is literally cut them off right up front and just say, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Right? Hold that thought so that they know that they're noticed.
Yeah, put your hand up.
Right. Hold that thought. I have a friend that's a big interrupter. I love her to death, but she drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. And I've said something to her, and she's aware that she does it, and yet she still does it.
Wow.
Because I think it's about, you know, being noticed.
Now, when you say interrupt, are you talking about like I just did with you, or are you talking about like when you're talking to somebody else and she walks up to them?
It could be whatever. I'll probably more in a group conversation. You know, usually it's a few people going on, and one person's talking, and the other person just wants to chime in.
Right.
My husband can't stand being interrupted. Drives him batty.
See, I get accused of that by my listeners sometimes. Jim, why do you interrupt people? But they don't realize that I have two things going on. Number one, I've got a direction. I've got to take our conversation to finish the segment, and then I have to end the segment.
Yes, I mean that's your job.
But then there's a third example. That's just when I interrupt, when I shouldn't.
Well, then there's the classic case of interrupting because I know what you're going to say anyway, so I really don't need to hear the rest of it. But anyway, if someone does that to you, you simply say, hold that thought. So you've attended to their concerns. You'll get back to them, but you get to finish your thought. Now, how about, do you ever have a know-it-all?
Only talk show hosts that I know. You know, only talk show hosts are know-it-alls. Yeah, I know a lot of know-it-alls.
So when you have a know-it-all.
But, of course, I'm not me. I mean, I don't mean me, of course. But
no, of course not. No. Well, you really do know it all, but some people just think they know it all. But the way to shut down a know-it-all is to just literally, politely say, well, how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that to be true? If you ask them to give you some details behind it, they'll often stutter and go away. Just, how do you know that's the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't argue with detail. You know, you can't argue with the facts. And then there's the old, if someone raises their voices. You know, people that you know, somehow, this happens, seems to happen more at home.
The loud talker?
Well, or they get angry. Like, they just get
Right?
They get, you know, they get riled up. And again, life's so tense right now, people seem to just, you know, they go from 0 to 60 on their emotional response real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like when I had a kid, well, it was the kids, and I go, I can't help you if you're yelling. You just, I want to help you, but I can't do it when your voice is raised.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear it. I can't respond to it that way. But again, it's always with care. It's not fight fire with fire. It's not beat them down.
You know, one thing you can do, though, there is a physical thing you can do to kind of really get their attention. Just literally raise your hand up. Just raise your arm up, put your hand up at your head level, and, you know, like sort of like speak to the hand without saying speak to the hand. Just raise it up. Stick it in their, and kind of stick it in their faces, and then that's going to stop them.
Well, it will, but there are those people, do believe it or not, who might think that was a little bit of an act of aggression.
And like they were interrupting me, was it?
Yes. Well, no, well, exactly. Well, that's true. But what I'll do, actually, rather, because I always want to put my hand up, too, instead, well, what I may do, depending on the situation, is actually put my hand on their arm gently.
Yeah.
So that I've...
Well,
I've
see, me putting my hand up is the alternative to me not kicking them in the shins.
Well, then I guess a hand beats a bruise in the
yeah,
shins.
There you
I'll
go.
Give you that one. Aren't
there
you a
go.
Kind, gentle guy?
Well, look at me. How about that? I need a website, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com. We have all new bloggers, all new experts, all new videos. Come see us.
All right, sounds good. Folks, check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Sarah, come back soon.
Always.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. We'd love having Sarah on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.